whistle while you work. Put on that grin and start right in to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune.
Welcome to Company Break, a program dedicated to the companies and organizations in our local area, giving them a chance to talk about what services they can provide for you, our WCRI listeners. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Company Break. This morning, it's a pleasure to welcome back to our program Wood River Health. Allison Croke is here. She is the president and CEO of Wood River Health. Welcome back, Allison.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you here. We had you in the spring, and we're going to find out all kinds of things that have happened at Wood River Health since that point in time. And you've also brought someone along with you. We have here Ryan Collins, doctor of physical therapy at the Hope Valley Clinic and the Hope Valley Clinic director, right?
Correct. Thanks for having me, Mike.
You have two hats.
I do, yes.
The director and doctor of physical therapy.
Yes.
So between you and Allison, we'll get to know everything we want to know about Wood River Health. Allison, let's just start with a little bit about your background, just so people know that where you come from. Are you a New England person, or are you a transplant?
I am a native New Englander. I'm from Rhode Island originally, born in Pawtucket, raised in Riverside. I did move away for college and graduate school and my first job out of graduate school as well. And I returned to Rhode Island in 2002, and I've been working in the healthcare industry in Rhode Island since then, so over 20 years now.
Well, that's excellent. Great to have a fellow native Rhode Islander here on the program. And Ryan, let's get to you. Where are you from?
I am from Massachusetts, originally born and raised, but I have migrated south of the border to Rhode Island. So I've been here for almost five and a half years, and I enjoy it. I like it a lot. I know that a lot of people kind of look at me when I say that. Everyone complains about Rhode Island, it seems, but it's a great state for me. I love it. My family started to come down here, too, so yeah. I'm very happy here.
What part of Massachusetts were you from?
Burlington, Mass.,
I had an office in Burlington at one time when I lived in Warwick, and I commuted a 128er up to Burlington. That was lots of fun for many years.
Quite a commute.
So Burlington back down to Rhode Island. Well, we're glad to have you with us, and let's now get to some details about the organization. Allison, maybe a little background about where Wood River Health is and what you do.
Sure. So Wood River Health is a federally qualified health center. There are 1,400 federally qualified health centers across the country. In the state of Rhode Island, there's 8 of them. So we're one of those 8.
Wow.
We, in Rhode Island, the community health centers serve 1 in 5 Rhode Islanders by delivering primary care to 1 in 5 Rhode Islanders. So we really are the kind of the backbone infrastructure of primary care in the state.
Mm-hmm.
We, in addition to primary care, we offer dental care, both restorative and preventive. This is for all ages, primary care also for all ages. We have integrated behavioral health. We have some support services like case management, community health workers. And then we have some additional programs that we offer on site through different agreements with other providers. And that's where Ryan comes in. We'll talk more about the services that they're providing. But we rent some space to, for example, for lab, Eastside Clinical Labs. We have lab on site. We also have a pharmacy on site with our partner Genoa Healthcare. And then most recently, we've added physical therapy with specialized orthopedic physical therapy.
Wow. A lot of things going on. And also a busy fall. You opened a brand new building, right?
We did. We did. We have 2 locations. We have our Hope Valley and then our Westerly location. In Hope Valley, we broke ground on a building addition in August of 2022. And we literally just finished and moved in the week before Thanksgiving to that new building in Hope Valley. It's 9,000 square feet, 2 stories. We're very excited to be there.
And Ryan, that's where you are, right?
Correct, yes. We are located in that addition, brand new construction. We're on the first floor. We have, state-of-the-art everything. Obviously, it's new construction, brand new equipment, and we're very happy as we've gotten started about a month and a half now. Everything's going well.
That's excellent. And your expansion allows you to handle quite a few more patients in various areas, right?
Correct. So with the relationship we've established now with Wood River in Hope Valley, we have a lot of patients that come there for primary health services that can now get first access to us, even sometimes within 24 hours. You know, if they get a referral from their doctor saying, hey, why don't you try PT? Our receptionist sits actually right next to all the other receptionists for the Wood River, doctors, nurses, and other healthcare providers. So it makes it very easy for them to come in and see us right away.
And if you're at home and listening to this and want to check out things, you can go to the website, which is real tough to remember, woodriverhealth.org. So there you go. Check the website out while we're talking, and maybe you'll you find something interesting there. And there's also a phone number to call if you have questions or you want to schedule a visit. You can call 401-387-9630. So check that out while we're talking about some of the other things. You mentioned that there's lots of additional space for things like and one-stop shopping, if you will. I guess that's kind of a key now, where you have the opportunity to do your medical, your dental, and behavioral health, yes, all those kinds of things are combined.
That's right. Where we live in Washington County, which is a beautiful part of the state, there's also some access barriers to getting health care, transportation being the main one. You really need a car to get where we are, both in Hope Valley and in Westerly. So it's most convenient for patients, and it really eliminates those access barriers if you can offer as much as possible under one roof. And then to help with that transportation issue in particular, we were able to leverage some grant funds over the summer, and we purchased a van.
Oh.
So for folks that live in the area, they may have seen our van riding around on the roads because it's wrapped with our new logo.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, we have a driver, full-time driver.
That's not you.
It is not me. It is not me. And so he can do about 4 to 5 rides a day because, you know, we do cover kind of a wide geographic area.
Sure,
so it can take a while, 30
yeah.
minutes to get from point A to point B for sure. But that's been really a lifesaver for a lot of patients to be able to get to us that just struggled in the past.
Yeah, they can get all their work done, you know, at once, so to speak, and then they don't have to worry about, you know, tomorrow going to this one and having lab work done over there and,
that's right.
and that type of thing.
That's right.
Okay. Now, doctor of physical therapy, a lot of people would think, well, everything about the body is physical, so what does that mean?
So physical therapy has been around for many years. I want to say in the early 2000s, for a PT to take the licensure exam, to get your license, you needed a master's degree. Before it was bachelor's, and then again in the early 2000s, maybe 2007 or 8, they changed it to a doctorate program or a doctorate degree. They added basically a year of schooling, and one of the biggest reasons they did that was because of direct access, meaning in Rhode Island, it is a direct access state where legally you can have PT without having a referral from a doctor. Not all insurances follow that rule, but legally it is accepted, meaning that the physical therapist is the first line of medical professional that you see. So with the extra year of schooling, it has kind of widened the scope of practice for physical therapists, where they can actually, you know, diagnose something that might not be musculoskeletal and say, hey, you shouldn't be in here. You need to go see X, Y, and Z, or neurologist, or someone else, because something else might go on, or internal medicine if they think that, you know, there's a red flag that's coming up that might be referred to back pain, referred to shoulder pain, but it's not actual musculoskeletal. So the doctorate piece of that has helped us with this direct access, which is relatively new in many states. But it's a lot of patients don't know that they have direct access, so they wait to go to the doctor to get a referral. But a lot of people who have, like, commercial insurance, Blue Cross, United, even Rhodey Health, you actually don't need a referral. You can call any PT location. We obviously recommend calling us. And then ask about your benefits, because you can get scheduled right away typically. Medicare still requires a doctor's referral, MD, nurse practitioner, PA, physician's assistant, and then neighborhood health as well. They need referrals.
But there is opportunity there for people that don't have to go to the medical doctor first.
Correct, yes, which kind of streamlines. Because a lot of times, you know, it takes you a couple days to get into the doctor. Then from there, you get your referral. Then it takes a couple days to see the PT. So this way, it kind of cuts out that week or two lag of seeing a provider.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And Allison, do you see a lot of people taking advantage of that now that never used to before? Or
I think certainly with having Ryan in the building, because my office is, I pretty much have to walk by his to see to get to where I'm going every
day. You see that he's busy.
He looks pretty busy. He looks pretty busy. It's certainly he's only been there 2 months, and already we're seeing a difference with, you know, our staff really enjoy having, especially our nurse care managers, having PT right in the building. There was recently a story. We like to tell stories at the health center about successes that we have with patients. Recently, one of the nurse care managers shared a story at our staff meeting where she had a patient she was working with who was essentially homebound, but her daughter was getting married and she really wanted to walk down the aisle and was having trouble walking. So she was able to get in with Ryan in like 24 hours. The nurse care managers went down to talk to him and they set a goal. And how long did it take?
Yeah, so we had about 25 days from the day she walked in, and she told me what her goal was. I was like, ooh, okay, we'll try. There's no guarantees. And so she came about 3 times a week. She lived real close, which was an advantage for her. But she would not have been able to get into home care PT or home care into her apartment for another 2 or 3 weeks, which obviously on a short timetable of 25 days for this life event would have probably made it hard for her to accomplish that goal. So getting her into us as fast as possible, and then her willingness and determination was really the big difference, and she was able to do it. But that is going to be probably in our newsletter coming up in a month or so.
Yes.
So keep your eyes peeled, because it's a very cool story. That's one of the best parts of our job, for
sure. A happy ending.
That's yes,
right.
Exactly.
That's right.
And it's great when something like that happens, and you can take, you know, feel good about what you're doing on a daily basis.
Absolutely.
And you are, in fact, helping people. So there's a message out there if you're sitting around at home and saying, oh, I'm too tired, I'm too achy, mm-hmm. I'm too whatever. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's something you can do about it. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I have made that conversation with a lot of people before, because whether it's whatever their goal is, say it's to lose weight, say it's to play in a recreational sport or league, mm-hmm. some kind of participation, sometimes they're hindered by pain or they're afraid of making something worse. So just getting a professional opinion to look at you and say, you know what, this is okay. You just need to stretch or strengthen or do some kind of routine so that you can do these things. Because when you can't do those things, it typically doesn't get better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. The more you worry and sit around worrying about it, the worse it probably gets.
Yes.
So it's good to be proactive, as they say. We're going to take a short break right now and come back and get some details about many more things at Wood River Health right after these messages. Wood River Health is the subject of today's Company Break. I'm Mike Maino, very pleased to be sitting with Allison Croak, who is the president and CEO of Wood River Health, and Ryan Collins, who is a doctor of physical therapy, and he's also the director of the Hope Valley Clinic. Allison, we talked a little bit of some general things in the first segment, and one of the things we talked about was the new building and that just opened very recently, and now there's going to be a phase two of that, correct?
There is, that's right. When we finished the building, folks moved in, and what that allowed was for some existing space to be vacated, in particular in our dental area. So phase two is primarily focused on our dental clinic. We'll be adding an operatory, which is essentially a dental exam room. That's where you see the dentist. And that allows us, an additional operatory allows us to see 1,200 additional patient visits in a year. So that's pretty significant, because there are significant access issues for people to get into a dentist. There's wait lists just about everywhere, and there's lots of dentists not taking new patients.
Mm-hmm.
So this will open up access to dental care, and will also help us to expand our team room a little bit, because we've hired new staff and there's just nowhere for them to sit. So the dental team room will expand, allow us to add more staff. We'll also be renovating our existing boardroom, which will allow us to open up that room to outside groups that might want to meet, whether it be group therapy or AA groups or anything like that, we'd be able to host in that additional space.
So nonprofits have that opportunity for a board meeting or something like that there?
Definitely. And in the addition that we just finished, there is a large community conference room that holds up to 30 people. We just finished up writing some procedures around how nonprofits could access that space for free. I will say for rent, but they could rent it, but we're not charging for it.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, as long as we're not using it and they're free to use it, can hold up to 30 people.
Wow.
And we're open Mondays through Thursdays until 8 o'clock, so that allows for some evening access. And we also are open on Saturdays from 9 to 2, so for groups that that need to meet. Again, it's specifically reserved for nonprofit organizations, civic organizations.
You also mentioned in the first segment that there are lots of new things that are opening, and one of them is the fact that people have to drive there because you're not, you know, like on a downtown Providence street.
Right.
But you also now have additional parking spaces.
We do. With the addition of the new building, we added 40 additional spaces, primarily for staff. Staff were having to park in the patient parking area, so now that has opened up even more spaces for the patients. During construction, it was pretty busy. People were parking on the grass all over the place. So now it's a lot calmer at the facility. Still a pretty busy place, though.
But more convenient.
Yes.
In the first segment, I mentioned the phone number, and the number I gave, which is correct, you can call that number, but you will get directly to Ryan, right?
Correct. That is specialized.
That was your phone call. Correct. So if you're looking for a good time, That's the schedule of visit with Ryan. That number was 401-387-9630. So if you have specific questions for him on some of the things we've been talking about, you can call that number. But for an appointment for the health center, you can call 401-539-2461 or visit the website woodriverhealth.org. Ryan, back to you. We touched on some of the things you do. Sports injuries, post-operative therapy, overuse injuries. Do you find one thing is more prevalent than another? What's your day-to-day stuff?
It's pretty cyclical. We have a lot of neck, back type of things. Those are typically more of the chronic conditions, whether it's arthritis, postural stuff, because now we live in a tech world where everything kind of right in front of us. We're sitting a lot. So those things are typically, like I would say 60% of our caseload is neck back related. And then the rest is pretty cyclical. We'll get ankles, knees, wrists, shoulders, stuff like that. And then we do see a very small, like neurological population, whether it's post-stroke or Parkinson's or some kind of condition where we're just trying to help someone's mobility, so that they can, you know, improve like participation.
Now, you have relationships with other doctors throughout the state, right?
Yeah. So Specialized Orthopedic Physical Therapy is renting the space in Wood River, and we're thrilled. And we've had a great partnership already with Allison and her whole team. They're very supportive. Wood River, like I said, the doctors in the building have been sending us a lot of patients, which is enormous. So we have good relationships with them that are just kind of starting and kindling. But we've had 22 years of practice in the state. Warwick is our main location. And then there's a North Kingston location that's been about 5 or 6 years. So we have a lot of good relationships with like orthopedic doctors from Ortho Rhode Island, University of Orthopedics, all those little locations that they have sent us patients, and trusted us enough even to work on some of the doctors and some of their family members that we've seen in our walls before. So we definitely have a good reputation in the state, and we're looking forward to continuing it down in Hope Valley.
Excellent. All right. And speaking about Rhode Island, one of the areas that sometimes is not often thought of, but I have a lot of friends out on that little place called Block Island. And Allison, you have something for them.
We do. This is a new partnership that we've entered into, Wood River Health, with the Block Island Health Center. We are going to be their dental provider. So Wood River Health has opened a dental-only site for the health center. So we'll operate inside of the walls of Block Island Health Services, and we'll be there starting out once a month in January and ramping up to probably twice a month. What's really great for the residents of Block Island is that we take all insurance, and we even take folks without insurance. So this, again, will open up access for the residents of the island who, if you had Medicaid or you were uninsured, you usually had to leave the island to get treatment, which can be a day out of work, a ferry ticket, etc. So we're very excited about this partnership and very much looking forward to it.
And when they leave the island, that time of year, January, who knows? Maybe you're not coming back right away.
Well, that's exactly right. Yes, that's exactly right.
So for all our friends out on Block Island, that'll be something to look forward to. That's starting in January. So check out the website for more details about that.
Yes.
And how to get in there. The other types of things that we've talked about is that one-stop shopping, if you will, where you can get lots of things done all at once. Allison, I'd ask you the same kind of question I posed to Ryan. Is there a trend? Is there something that people are, like, right now, everybody's worried about COVID, or everybody's worried about this or that?
So we see, because we're a practice that sees all ages, it's a little bit of everything. 25% of our patients are under the age of 18, and I think I'll just point out also that Ryan sees all ages. It's not just adults, right?
Correct.
It's kids, too,
yep.
Sometimes need PT. So kids can get referred as well
okay,
over to see
so
them.
Okay, so age does not make a difference, whether they're 12 or 80.
No, absolutely not. Yeah, we've seen as young as 2-3 months in the clinic before, and usually they're just given some exercises and some patient education to the parents or caregivers to do certain stretches or certain things. But no, and then, of course, high school, middle school, like athletes typically right. who have like sprains, strains, fractures, stuff like that from athletic events, we see quite a bit.
Okay.
So for our primary care clinic, one of the predominant chronic conditions that we see is hypertension. So when you ask about what are the common conditions that we see, in addition to, you know, you come for your physical exam, you come for your child's immunizations or well child visits, we do have a significant percentage of patients with chronic disease. And hypertension is the number one chronic disease that we see, followed closely by diabetes, and sometimes they go together. So our clinicians spend a lot of time, like Ryan was saying, educating about how to manage your chronic condition, because just the nature of the word chronic, it's a lifetime diagnosis, right? It's not an acute diagnosis that you take some medicine and it goes away. So not only is it important to see your primary care provider, but also to, you know, think about what are those lifestyle changes that you might need to make. And we have staff that help people to learn about those. So we can run courses on, for example, smoking cessation, right? We run classes on nutrition, et cetera. And of course, the intersection between mental health and physical health, we're very much focused on, because often if someone is depressed or anxious, it's getting in the way of them maybe taking care of themselves physically.
Sure.
And often that pain, you know, causes depression, like you were saying earlier. And physical therapy is a great intervention often for people that are experiencing pain. So I think that it's very holistic in terms of the services that we're trying to offer to our patients.
Well, needless to say, there's literally thousands, if not more than thousands, of conditions that can happen to someone, whether it's physical or mental or whatever. And so there's lots of things. We can't cover them all today, obviously. But if you have a need for more information, go to the website, woodriverhealth.org, and see if there's something in there specifically is important to you. Or you can call for an appointment to 401-539-2461. And Allison, I know that we talked about the new building and the expansion and new parking places and all of those things. That doesn't just happen because you wished it to happen, right?
That's right. It does cost money. and so we did conduct a capital campaign. We had a ribbon cutting for the new building about a week or so ago, and we will be honoring our donors at an event in the spring. But for anyone that's interested in making a donation to the health center, I mean, we do have other sources of revenue, but that individual contribution really makes a difference. We have our annual appeal going on now. There's information about that on our website. But if you're interested in donating for capital improvements, we're, of course, there's always opportunity to do that, both for the first phase and the second phase of the capital projects.
Excellent. Ryan, I want to thank you for coming in and sharing some of your information with us today. It was a pleasure to meet you.
I appreciate that, Mike. I've always been told I have a face for the radio, so this is good to put it to the test.
There you go. All right. Along with many of us, all right, except for Allison, because we need a camera here for her. But anyway, Allison, nice to see you again. Thanks
you
for coming in.
Thank you.
And the rest of you, we'll see you next time on Company Break.
Whistle while you work.
Thank you for listening to WCRI's presentation of Company Break. I'm Mike Maino, hoping you have a great weekend.